You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In Matthew 6, verses 9 through 10, Christ gave us an outline for prayer. He said in this manner, "Therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." Now Christ is telling us here, only an outline, but he's telling us that we should pray that his kingdom would come to this earth. And verse 10, "Your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven." Now I don't think anyone that's keeping up with what's going on in this world, Satan's kingdom that is, and that's looking at the trouble and the problems that America is in economically and otherwise, and the fact that we're trying to police the world, even to the point that we are short-handed at home to help in our own problems. And now especially dealing with all the damage and the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, all prices going through the roof, and many other troubles and problems we as a world and America are having, could say, I don't think we need a new kingdom, or I don't think we need the kingdom of God to come to this earth and replace the kingdom of Satan. But it doesn't matter what you and I may think, God's kingdom is coming anyway. And I am sure that just before it comes, we will be glad it is coming. This world is going to come to the point that it will be unlivable. As it brings out in Matthew 24, it says, "Unless Christ returns and cuts short those days, that no flesh would be saved alive." Now, if you are a steady listener to this program, then you know in the last four or five programs, we have been going through a series of programs on the fact that God is going to send Jesus Christ back to this earth to establish the kingdom and the government of God on this earth to rule all nations. And in our last program, we gave you a glimpse of what to expect in this new kingdom of God. Now, today, we want to make clear what the kingdom of God is and what it is not. Now, we may not get too deep into that today. We'll do another program on it in the near future. But we at least want to begin making clear what the kingdom of God is and what it is not. Many people have different opinions about the kingdom of God, what it is and what it is not. But very few understand and know the truth about the kingdom of God, the government of God that will be administered by the kingdom of God on this earth. And the kingdom of God will be on this earth ruling all nations. And it is something that can be entered. If you're a steady listener to this program, I've been telling you that you could become a part of that kingdom of God if you're ready and willing to pay the price to get there. And I can tell you, my friends, when the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, as you can read in Revelation 11 and verse 15, and I quote it word for word here for you, Revelation 11 and verse 15, "Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Did you catch that, my friends? The kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of this earth, in other words, have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Yes, as I've been telling you, there's a change in government, change in kingdoms coming to this earth. Yes, Christ will establish the government of God on this earth, for this earth will become the kingdoms of our God. And we won't hear of any more disasters, earth, such as we do today. And do you know why? Do you know why that we won't be hearing of calamities and disasters in this earth in the day that God sets up His kingdom? Well, it's because Satan will be bound, his kingdom taken away. He will no longer be the prince of the power of the air, as you can read of in Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 1. Ephesians 2 and verse 1, speaking about Satan here, "And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." And verse 2, "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Now let's read that again and see if we can catch a few things that perhaps we haven't caught before. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Now dead in trespasses and sins. In other words, living that way, the way that leads to death, is what he's speaking of here. In which you once walked, saying that this world walks in the course of Satan, which is dead in trespasses and sins, and which you once walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Yes, there's a spirit out there that prevails today, and it isn't God's spirit. God's spirit is on this earth in people, at least those that obey him. And you know, God says he gives his spirit to those that obey him. But the prevailing spirit seems to be, when you look at the world condition, is the mindset of Satan and his demons, the way of Get. Yes, the way of Get. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4, says this, "But even if our gospel is veiled," this is Paul speaking here, "or if our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing." In other words, those that are going the way of this world, the way of Satan and his demons, the prince of the power of the air. Now, verse 4, "whose minds the god of this age." Now notice, Satan is called the god of this age or the god of this earth. "Whose minds the god of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." So we have two spirits, two mindsets in this earth. And it seems that the prevailing one is Satan's mindset. But he will no longer be the god of this earth. When Christ returns and sets up his kingdom, and Christ came speaking and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. In Mark 1, chapter 1 of Mark, verses 14 and 15, we read this. "Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God." Yes, Christ and God the Father wants people to know that there is a change in government coming, that there is a change in kingdoms coming, that the kingdoms of this earth will become the kingdoms of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ and God the Father, which you can enter in if you're willing to pay the price. And verse 15, "and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Yes, repent and believe the gospel. And that gospel was that Jesus Christ spoke was the fact that God's kingdom is going to come to this earth, that Satan is going to be replaced. Yes, Christ preached the good news of the kingdom of God. That was the gospel, or the good news of the kingdom of God coming to this earth. But today, you don't hear much about that, but we seem to hear much about the person of Jesus Christ, and that you are going to heaven or hell or purgatory when you die, depending on which one you have qualified for, which the Bible teaches none of this. We had better be thankful that God's kingdom is coming to this earth to rule all nations. For your Bible says, things will be so bad, things will become so bad, that this earth will become unlivable. As I mentioned, you can read that in Matthew 24. The kingdom of God is something that you can enter. In Jesus' day, the religious leaders knew he was a teacher sent from God, and he was preaching God's truth. They branded him a false prophet, heretic, a seditionist. Yet they knew his was the voice of God. One of them, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, occupying an office of authority over the Jews, came secretly by night to see Jesus. "Rabbi," said this Pharisee, "we know that you are a teacher come from God." You can read this in the book of John 3, John 3, beginning in verse 2. "Yes, we Pharisees," he said, "know that." He did not say, "I know it." He said, "We know, we Pharisees." They knew he spoke the truth. Yet they not only rejected it, they crucified him. Now, my friends, you might want to ask yourself, do you reject the truth today and hang on to pagan customs, tradition? You might need to ask yourself these questions and give yourself an honest answer, because you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ some of these days. But Jesus hewed straight to the line. He told Nicodemus about the kingdom of God. He told him some things that you need to understand, that I need to understand as well. Notice, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can read that in verse 3 of John 3. Yes, notice, the kingdom of God is something that can be seen, but only by those who have been born again. It is something others cannot see. See, you need to read our booklet, Just What Do You Mean, the Kingdom of God, and I'll tell you how to order that booklet at the end of this program. But what about the church? Can carnal people who make no claim to having been born again see a church? Why, of course they can, but they cannot see the kingdom of God. So said Jesus. Then if you believe Jesus, the church cannot be the kingdom of God. Notice that, my friends. It's something that can only be seen by those that are born again. But people today that don't even claim to be born again, they can see the church. So the church, or they can see a building and so on, so the church cannot be the kingdom of God. Notice further, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can read that in verse 5. The kingdom of God is something that can be entered into, but only by those born of the water and of the Spirit can enter into it. Notice further, in the resurrection chapter of the Bible, we read, Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 50. The kingdom of God is something that no human of flesh and blood can enter or inherit. So says your Bible. Now do flesh and blood people enter into the church? If so, then the kingdom of God cannot be the church. For the kingdom of God is something flesh and blood humans cannot enter into. What do you think the church is? Is it the building? Flesh and blood can and do enter buildings and cathedrals called churches. Is it the converted people? Flesh and blood people can and do enter into the fellowship of any group of people that may call itself the church. But flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, so the church is not the kingdom of God. My friends, if you want to learn more about this important topic, and you need to, we ask you to keep listening to this program and call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklet, Just What Do You Mean, Born Again? You need to understand that, for you can enter or be a part of the kingdom of God until you have been born again. You can't enter or be a part of the kingdom of God until you have been born again. Also ask for your free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And all you have to do to receive those booklets is just dial us toll-free 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklet, Just What Do You Mean, Born Again? Also ask for your free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? They're absolutely free. There's no cost. There's no obligations. There's no follow-up. No one will call on you. No one will ask you for any money. The only way you will hear from us, that is if you invite it. Keep living the way that God wants you to live.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.